Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Hello, everyone.
Welcome to Being Here.
I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia, and today we're going to be talking about, guess what?
Uh-oh.
Sex and intimacy.
Oh, that naughty subject.
Oh, yes. Isn't that fun?
Well, I'll tell you something. You want to have sex and intimacy, it really, really, really... Well, not necessarily the sex part. I think a lot of people have sex without being here. But if you want to have true intimacy, it's really important that you are being here. So it's a perfect show for you to have tuned into today. Want to make sure we let you know a few things.
Ariel and I finish each other's sentences.
Have you noticed it yet?
Mm-hmm. If we do, when we do, you are forewarned.
That's our style.
Let's
kind of
see.
Dovetailing, but
oh,
that's
the other thing
the sex
is,
part.
Yes. The other thing is we have what we have to talk about is not designed to fix or change or improve you in any way.
Not even their sex lives.
Well, that might happen by accident.
Aha. Uh-huh.
See, what we have to offer is the possibility of living your life directly in this moment of now, rather than someday achieving some sense of satisfaction or well-being when you accomplish enough. When you've had enough sex, you'll finally be okay.
Or when you finally have that level of intimacy.
Well, when you finally have the sexual fantasy work out the way it's supposed to.
It was very funny. Early on in Shy in my sex life, I had this...
You're going to talk about our sex life.
I am.
Thousands and thousands, maybe even millions of people.
Why not? Okay. We had a romantic evening last night. It was very wonderful. But I have to tell you, in the early days...
Yes.
I had this mental issue.
Yes.
I wasn't particularly good at communicating anywhere in my life. So let's start there. Because when you don't communicate in your day-to-day life effectively, you get into a bedroom situation, assuming that you're having sex in the bedroom, but so we'll start there. It's going to be challenging to communicate there as well. And one of the things that happened was I thought a lot about what I wanted. There was a challenge. I eventually started communicating, and I would say, Shai, could you do this a little harder, a little more, a little to the left or a little to the right, or could you turn the music up or down or the lights? And I had him change a lot of things, thinking that it would make me happy. And the real problem was Shai was very responsive. So he did all of those things for me eventually when I got up to asking him to make these changes. And it didn't fix the edginess inside me. And that's when I realized that the edginess had nothing to do with the outside circumstances. It had to do with me. So if you want to have true intimacy, you have to be willing to start exactly where you are, not where you think you should be. You have to be willing to be yourself.
Okay, but we need to talk about listening.
I
see most things that we say are interpreted in people's thoughts. They think they're listening, but they're not listening. They're thinking about what's being said, agreeing with it, disagreeing with it.
Or picking up tips to fix your partner with. So listen today with the intention to hear what another person, meaning Shai and I at the moment, have to say without applying it to yourself.
Right. Well, that's very difficult.
I know.
Say people are working on themselves, so they apply things. They want to see how this fits and how it's going to work for them. The reality of it is this. If you discover how to get into the current moment, you'll be more available during sex. You will have intimacy because you'll be there for it. But most of the time, if you tell the truth, You're busy talking to yourself about whether you agree with what's going on or disagree with what's going on or think it ought to be different or are like it, don't like it. There's always this ongoing conversation. Now, what's interesting is if you can actually get into the current moment of now, that conversation quiets and eventually stops. And that's what being here is really about. But listening, true listening, is about hearing what's being said from the point of view of the person who's speaking rather than your commentary, your internal commentary on what they're saying. That's the first thing. So if you truly listen rather than think you already know what's being said, you may discover the moment, which is what this show is about being here, about getting into this current moment.
And the moment is a magical place where the byproduct is intimacy, so that when you are having sex, you're actually there to feel what's going on. You're actually there to enjoy what's going on. Dare I say, you can even have fun
with what's going on.
And, you know, it's interesting. People often forget that I'm going to make an assumption for a moment, just for the sake of this conversation, that sex is happening at the end of a day, just for the moment. That it's a continuation of your day. So if your whole day is about getting it over with, to get on to being able to get home and have sex or to finish things up so that you can get on to the more pleasurable things, you will be bringing that mindset with you into
your
sex.
Intimacy. And so you will be wondering when this will be over with rather than enjoying it. Anyway, there are three principles to transformation. Instantaneous transformation, and they are important that we talk with you about them.
Let's.
Okay. First principle of instantaneous transformation is that anything that you resist will persist, grow stronger, and ultimately dominate your life. You'll be thinking about it. You'll be complaining about it. Anything that you resist travels around with you. You don't get rid of it. That's the first principle. Second principle is you can only be exactly as you are in any moment of now. So you can't be different than you are right now. Now, you can think you could be different. You could think you'd be in a different location. You could think you'd have different thoughts. But the reality is, in any moment of now, you can only have the thoughts you're having, the body sensations you're having, the emotions you're having, the upsets that you're having or not having, whatever's going on can only be going on in your life in this moment. That's the second principle. And the third principle is anything that you allow to be exactly as it is without trying to fix it or change it will complete itself when you see it. That's the awareness principle. Awareness is the key.
So here's an example of how it could relate to sex and intimacy. Because I noticed last night when we were setting up a romantic evening, a lot of what had been going on in the day and the incompletions and the things that I'd been involved in during the day kept running through my mind as I was preparing the area around our house and getting myself ready to, you know, enjoy an evening with Shia. And that's the first thing. And had I resisted that, these thought processes about, oh, yes, I have to call so-and-so tomorrow, or I'm in the midst of this project, would have dominated my time with him. And it's like that for me sometimes when we get ready to have a romantic interlude, that things that have been going on in my day run through my mind. And so that's where the second principle comes into play, that no two things can occupy the same space at the same time. And I sometimes think even tactilely in my body are leftover incompletions for the day. So if he's touching me and I suddenly have a thought about something from the day, if I resist it, that's going to dominate our experience.
Now, the other thing is this that we didn't talk about, but sex and intimacy are confronting. They're challenging. People, for whatever reason, have fear of failure or unfulfilled expectations or mm-hmm. all kinds of stuff wrapped up around how it's going to be for them and what a sexual encounter means and
right.
what it means about them. And so frequently we put things in the way of our having pleasure. Unbeknownst to ourselves, we create problems in our lives to avoid pleasure. Ariel and I used to do this when we had to write something when we were not very facile at writing yet. We would find things to complain about or get into arguments about or get upset about so we wouldn't have to confront the more...
Or other projects to put in the way of doing it so we wouldn't have to...
Confront the uncertainty of the creative process of sex. So you may find that you do set up your life in such a way that things seem to get in the way.
Including your mental processes. So if you resist it, and it'll dominate the time between... The two of you. Now, the third principle is anything you allow to be exactly as it is completes itself.
So if you just happen to notice that you're putting things between you and spending time with your partner, then all you have to do is notice that, not do anything about it.
And the way is clear again. So last night when I was taking a shower, I just noticed all of these different thought processes that had nothing to do with intimacy, and I allowed them to be there, and they completed themselves. And then their way was available between Shia and myself. It was really lovely.
You know, true intimacy requires being here for it. And so we're going to take a little break right now.
And when we come back, we'll talk more about sex and intimacy.
And
we will
being
be
here.
And being here, and we'll be taking your questions. So come on back.
And don't miss...
Being here.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
Everybody is thinking green these days, but green is not just an environmental state of mind, it's a healthier state of being. It's the food we eat, the air we breathe, and the structures we live and work in. It's not the dollars that we're spending, but how we spend those dollars. Are we consciously making informed decisions? Join host Connie McCullough as she explores healthier living by choice. Living Green, Healthier by Choice, airs live on the Seventh Wave Network every Thursday afternoon at 5 p.m. Eastern and 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Tune in for the challenge of a lifetime, a challenge for greener, healthier living.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia, and the show is Being Here, and today we're talking about sex and intimacy, and we have a caller on the line, and her name is Stephanie. Stephanie, are you there?
I'm here. Hey, guys.
Hi. So you're calling in from Hamburg, Germany?
Yes.
Excellent. Welcome.
What's it like in Hamburg these days?
It's excellent in Hamburg these days.
Yay. In fact, we want to let people know that it is not too late to join us tomorrow for the Freedom to Breathe in Hamburg. And also, Money, Success, and Happiness is the weekend course we're doing starting Friday night, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And it's not too late. And if you want to join us for either of these courses, you can just go right up on our website, transformationmadeeasy.com, and you can get all the information, including the local phone number to call and make a last-minute joining with us. So,
yes,
here we are.
It's going to be excellent.
Sexy.
I'm so excited.
That was rather sexy.
A last-minute joining.
Okay.
So you're excited. Good, good, good.
Yes.
So you have a question for us.
Yes, I have a question.
Good.
I saw something at myself. I'm a little confused. Sorry, this is a little embarrassing. I saw something about myself lately that I was wondering about, and you partly answered it in the last 12 minutes, but I saw that sometimes when I have a really good day with my husband and things are getting really close, it's like, you know, like we went out on a Sunday and we had a really lovely day together. And then the way back, he kissed me really tenderly and sweet in the elevator. And it was like the most natural thing would have been to have sex. Like, you know, it just went that way. And when I came so close that when we came home, actually, I started getting really busy with, I have to do my emails. Or it was like I was avoiding getting closer.
Right. Yes, we almost did talk about that. We must have been getting ready for you.
Well, lots of times people put things in front of intimacy, and you underestimate a few things. One is you underestimate that you've been programmed with a prudish nature.
Mm-hmm.
Most of us grew up in a culture that included lots of taboos around sex until you reach a certain age or until you are married, or there's lots of other restrictions. And in the socialization process itself, you're not supposed to be touching your genitals and playing with yourself as you grow up. So pretty soon you include the idea that sex is wrong or dirty or bad. And then there's something else to add in there with you, Stephanie.
Yes.
There's also the don't tell me what to do. So his coming forward and being interested in you is perceived as a type of pressure.
A demand put upon you.
So even if it's something that you want,
and would get pleasure from,
it's like you have to prove your independence.
That makes sense. Wow.
Now, the other thing is, if in intimacy, there's something about being honest. So if you notice that you're putting things between you and having intimacy with your husband, you can either notice it and keep doing it, or you can notice it and stop doing it. It's your choice. It's one thing if you are unaware that you are putting things between you and your partner. And it's another thing if you notice it and you're compelled to keep doing it anyway.
Right.
So I have a question. Were you aware you were doing when you did it?
Sorry, what?
Were you aware you were doing it while you were doing it, or did you just kind of figure it out later?
I saw it later, actually. I was like, a day later, I don't know why I looked back. I was like, what did I do? Like, it didn't make sense to me. Like, why should I do that, you know?
Well, because maybe you were fighting. You know, people aren't that kind to themselves in general. And when they have a partner, they frequently interact with their partner the way they interact with themselves, and they're not terribly kind to themselves, and they fight with themselves, you know, they second-guess themselves, they wonder what they should be doing with their life in this moment, rather than being where they are. They're off working on the future. So you got to check your emails rather than be there with your husband.
Right.
Question, Stephanie, would your emails still be there after you spend some time with your husband?
Absolutely.
Even if you were intimate?
Yes.
they wouldn't dissolve because you had sex as punishment, would they?
They wouldn't.
So maybe you can relax a little bit. You know, in order to have intimacy, you have to relax.
Yeah.
You have to relax into being where you are. You can have sex without being there.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people have sex without being there. In fact, most people, while they're having sex, aren't present.
They're checking their emails in their mind.
They're wondering if they're doing it right. They're wondering how long this is going to take and what they have to do when they're done with this. They're wondering what they should have done before that they didn't do before this. They're not present to this. And if you're fighting with your relationship, with your husband, with your boyfriend, with your girlfriend, if you're fighting with someone, you're not going to give them pleasure.
Right.
Because then you'd lose your fight. And they're not going to give you pleasure either. So you're two machines rubbing up against each other.
But
rather than two beings being there, experiencing the joy of being together.
The other thing, Stephanie, is something keeps running through my mind while we're speaking with you.
Yeah.
And oddly enough, it's a single syllable word. It's a bit like my mind is saying no, 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 no.
When you
no,
said a single syllable word,
no,
that's what I got.
No, no. Have you taken a look at all? Have you brought any awareness to your internal no?
No, I didn't.
Do you say no to yourself and things a lot?
I do. I never thought about it, but it feels like I do when you ask.
Because how you do anything is how you do everything. And your experience with intimacy last night, or the lack of intimacy, is an extension of how you do things. So if you say no to your environment, no to yourself, no to things, no, no, a lot, then it stands to reason that when he comes forward and is very tender, you'll say no to that as well.
Yeah.
And lots of people get stuck in trying to get ahead. Sex is an incredible tool where if the two of you are really there, you can pull yourself into the moment. And I know, I'd be willing to bet you've had this experience where if you and your husband, Reiner, have really, truly been physically intimate and really let go of everything, that when you are ready to pick up the details of your life again, that you're far more effective, you're satisfied, you have well-being, you're in partnership, than if you say, no, no, no. True?
That's very true.
Yes.
Yes. Because it really feels like life has gotten a lot easier, and I really, like, enjoy our apartment, or our life, but it's still, like, in the back of my head, there's a lot of no.
Well, you know, you see, Stephanie, you can never get enough stuff to have the no become a yes.
You're waiting for the no to turn around.
You got to start noticing that you have that no without making it wrong.
That's right. No on tap.
The third principle of transformation is not a manipulation to get things to go away. Third principle of transformation just says that anything that you allow to be exactly as it is will allow you to be. See, anything that you allow to be exactly as it is will complete itself when you see it. It will lose its power over you. The opposite of that is to resist it. What is a good word for resistance? Let me think. What do you come up with, Stephanie?
A good word for resistance?
Yeah, it's got one syllable.
One syllable word for resistance.
No.
That's the word. Very good.
I thought I'd give you a hint so you didn't have to look around far for it.
So when you resist something, you're saying no to it, and it keeps those things which you don't like in place.
Right.
So you notice that you're saying no a lot. Just notice it and don't make it wrong. It's just as though you're being... See, our approach is anthropological, and an anthropologist studies cultures. They don't judge what they see.
Mm.
They look at things and notate, like this is the way this person does it. Well, if you're being an anthropologist with yourself and just notice how much of the time you say no to opportunities in your life, then pretty soon those opportunities will be more available to you because your resistance to them will start to dissolve.
So I tell you what, do you have a moment? I have one more thing to say to you. Are you available to come back after the break?
Yes, sure.
Okay, great. We're going to take a break here shortly. We'll come on back, and don't miss being here.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Once upon a time, there lived three energy hogs. Now, an energy hog is what you have when humans waste energy. One day, the three energy hogs set out to find themselves a cottage.
Let's look for leaky windows,
said the first energy hog, for he knew that would waste energy.
Let's look for leaky doors,
said the second.
Let's look for a swing set,
said the third, for he had more blubber than brains. So they set off down the road. Presently, they came upon a tiny cottage where dwelled a clever girl named Dreadylocks.
I hope it has leaky windows,
cried the first energy hog.
I hope it has leaky doors,
cried the second.
I hope it has a bathroom,
cried the third, for only his brains were smaller than his bladder. But Dreadylocks liked playing cool games at energyhog.org. And from energyhog.org, she learned how to use energy wisely. So the three energy hogs were forced to look elsewhere to waste energy and had to use the disgusting restroom at the gas station down the road. And the moral of the story is, to use energy wisely, log on to energyhog.org or waste not, hog not.
This public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Okay, we're back.
Back to Being
Here. When we're talking with Stephanie about sex and intimacy. You're there, Stephanie?
In Hamburg,
I'm here.
Germany.
Hey.
Yeah. Good. Now, I had a suggestion for you in regards to your no. You ready?
Yes.
First of all, it would not be a bad thing to start having fun with your no, where you have your no be perfect. And you and Reiner could even play a game. You ready?
Yes.
Okay, the game is this. You come up with a word that actually means no, a word that is secret between the two of you. It could be something like onion or
peacock
or
yak
hair, or you know, something that you wouldn't say. Well, you know, jade plant. I don't know, some word between the two of you.
Right.
So that if you actually say peacock or jade plant
or yak hair,
it actually means no. Okay.
Right.
That way, you can say no as often as you like, and you don't. He doesn't have to listen. So he can say, honey, let's have some fun, and you'll say no. You feel free to just verbalize what's in that head of yours. And I'm not saying that you do this often or do it long, but you may want to have just one fun evening or afternoon where you're just playing the no game, where you get to say no a lot and have fun with it, and he gets to not listen a lot and have fun with it, okay?
That's great. Thank you, guys. I think Rhino will love this, too.
Yeah, and then because you have the word that actually means no, you are really in control. So it's going to allow you a chance to relax, and you may discover that you have true intimacy more than you've ever had before. So you'll have to let us know how it goes, okay?
I will, I promise.
Excellent.
Okay.
Have a lovely time. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Okay.
Hey.
All righty then.
We have another caller or callers on the lines.
New York.
Caitlin and Rob.
You two there?
Yeah. Hi.
So what do you think? You like this no game?
Yeah, I think it's excellent.
Okay. Well, you know, anybody else is welcome to play that as well. It's really important, though, that the two of you agree upon the game and agree upon the word. And in fact, you guys can both say no to each other. It could be fun.
That sounds good.
Okay. Fun. So did you guys call in with a question today?
Kind of. I mean, you've talked about a lot of things that we both think are very interesting. And I have to say that you talked about, like, setting up the room and sort of getting into, like, I don't know, sometimes I feel like I also have this automatic no or this testiness or, like, resistance to being touched. And I feel like my day gets in the way and... But I also feel like I have this idea of how it should be and that it should be
Caitlin.
Romantic and sexy. And so,
Caitlin,
what?
Don't you have an idea about how your day should go every day?
Yes.
Right. So don't you put off what comes up to fulfill the agenda of how your plan for your day should run?
Yeah.
Don't you resist intrusions into that plan?
Absolutely.
Right. Well.
So why should your intimate time with your husband be any different?
Exactly.
You're right. That's true.
So there's this balance. And the balance is like this. Sometimes it's very lovely to set up a room and have it be romantic. And sometimes, truthfully, it's just nice to get together and have a quickie or to touch each other, or you can't make a rule for how to be intimate.
Right.
And you like to make rules.
Yeah.
You sure you're not German? Just teasing you there, Stephanie. I know you're no longer on the line, but I figure you're listening, so we're just going to tease you a little. Yeah, so, of course, the way you approach your home life, your intimate life, is going to be the same way you approach your day-to-day life.
Right.
So if you don't allow yourself to be sensuous, if you're saying no to the intrusions in your day, if you have to have everything be perfect, if you're being hard on yourself or you're having mental chatter that is negative, it's going to be the same when you get together or prepare to get together with Rod.
Yeah.
But interestingly enough, and this is the paradox, you can have true intimacy wash away all of that being hard on yourself and having to have things be perfect. And if you allow yourself to be, what was the word you used? It wasn't edgy. That was the word I used. But... surly or something.
Yeah.
If you allow yourself to be that way when you're that way without judging yourself, then it can dissolve and the two of you can truly be intimate.
Yeah, I think that sometimes when I don't feel relaxed when we begin and it's almost like I don't want to have sex, but once we have sex, then I'm much more relaxed and it's really fun. And sometimes I just want to keep going, you know? It's like I finally reach a state of relaxation.
But I think we both have a hard time sometimes getting into it. We both find ourselves a little tense that when we mention it or...
Yeah. I mean, you use the word edgy. That's the word I meant to use. Because that feels right.
Well, what if your parents knew you were doing this?
They might be happy. They're hoping for grandchildren.
Yes, but that's true, I'm sure. But I'm talking about your putting it off or you're putting other things in the way.
So I don't quite get the question. So when you're saying that they put things in the way because they're concerned their parents would?
Well, I think that they've been conditioned to be prudish.
Oh, yeah.
That's
and
true.
So they're prudish. See, when you are in your teens and early 20s, there were a lot of hormones that your body released as, love potions, love chemicals.
Love connection.
Aphrodisiacic type of body stuff that overrode your prudish nature. But as you get older, you have to override that prudish nature volitionally. You have to go for it and make it happen because those body chemicals, the aphrodisiacs that your body produces, the endorphins and such, aren't there for you.
So how do you override that? Just by noticing
I'm an old man these days, and we override it by just doing it. See, look,
right.
You can listen to your thoughts, whether
right.
you should or shouldn't, what you've got to do that's in the way. You can listen to your thoughts and believe them to be true, or
right.
you can realize that intimacy and sex are challenging for you in that it's areas that there's the potential of not doing it right, not being expert, not looking good or coming too soon or not coming at all.
Right.
All those things that are challenging for you guys.
Right.
Needing to perform or... This is good for you, Rod. You're an actor. Needing to perform is good for you. You should demand it of him regularly, Caitlin. But that stuff gets in the way. And, you know the Nike thing?
Yeah.
Just do it.
Okay.
Okay.
The other thing is we started the show talking about listening.
Yeah.
And it's really important that you develop the ability to listen to your body rather than listening to your internal conversations. And when you listen to your body, it's going to become clear whether or not intimacy is on the menu for the evening or whether sleep is preferred.
Right.
Right.
We can talk more about this in a minute. You both available to come back in a moment?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to...
We're heading towards a break shortly, but we can talk up until that time.
So when we come back, we'll talk more about listening to your body, because there's a really good stuff in there. So come on back, everyone. We'll be back shortly.
Don't miss being here.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
I know. Being a college freshman is supposed to be tough. But let me tell you about my schedule this semester. All 18 credits. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I have American Lit at 8:05 a.m. And then I only have 15 minutes to get to my 9:15 Ethics and Value Theory class all the way across campus. Then in the afternoon, Calculus 1. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, I have two lectures that go through lunch. Sociology of Families, then Intro to Microbiology. Pre-med. And finally, I have a double lab that ends around 9 p.m. Anyway, I just wanted to say thank you.
If a kid will do whatever it takes to get through college, what will you do to send her there? Please support the United Negro College Fund and call 1-800-332-UNCF, because a mind is a terrible thing to waste. A public service brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
We are back talking about that incredibly serious,
confronting
topic of sex and intimacy.
You know, it'd be really good if people could be a little bit lighter about sex, because it's not that special. It's not much more special than washing the dishes.
Ah, Caitlin and Rod, speaking of which, are you still with us?
Yeah.
Yep.
So, we were talking about listening to your body.
Mm-hmm.
See, it occurs to me that there are some nights where Shy and I are very, very attracted to each other. And if we tell the truth, we'll be better served in the morning to have slept more time. Then there are other times where we're very attracted to each other or we're somewhat attracted to each other. But if we look inside our bodies and tell the truth that if we go to sleep without breaching that barrier that comes between us just in the day-to-day living of that's between us and being intimate. If we don't be intimate in that evening, we will wake up lesser versions of ourselves. And you can tell the answer to that in your body.
Mm.
You familiar with what we're talking about?
That's definitely true for us. I mean, we find that often that we have the impulse to have sex, and sometimes we're too tired, but we feel like we should, or so we either do or don't, but our bodies are really telling us it's better to sleep or, and then, you know, have intimacy in the morning or something else. But often we find that we, you know, don't listen and don't have sex. And it does. We feel a little bit lesser versus smaller.
Well, usually when you're doing that, you're fighting.
Huh.
It could be a low-grade fight, but it's still a little fight.
See, if you deny each other pleasure by saying, not tonight, honey, I'm too tired, then chances are you guys are fighting.
And also, you two are younger than we are.
Right. A lot younger than we are.
So you probably should be suspicious of the I'm too tired, we should sleep conversation, because
okay,
it's rare with us. It happens, but it's rare. Now, mind you, I'm 50, yay, and Shia is 67, and it's still rare. So,
and we had a romantic evening last night that started around 8 o'clock and didn't stop until about 1 in the morning. So, but I'm 67, you know, so I run out of energy quickly these days.
Now, I have to tell you something. That doesn't mean we won't be intimate tonight. One of the things that we've found with people is that if they have something that is really much more intimate than they've had in a while, something in them says, okay, that's it. That's it for a while. See you again next month.
Yeah.
So that's one of the things to pay attention to. If you two get a lot closer, to not now back away for a period of time just to even the score.
Okay.
You don't have to do that.
Right.
Right.
Cool.
So it sounds like you two have some fun ahead just to take a look and see what, you know, whether you could play a game for a couple of weeks just for the heck of it.
Yeah.
That okay. If you're saying, I'm too tired tonight, that's the clue that you really need it. Like just to, as an experiment for, you know, make it a week so that if you think you're too tired to have sex, in an evening, for instance, that or in the morning, that you allow yourself to just go for it anyway. And then you will become clear whether or not that conversation of I'm too tired is real or if it's really a clue that the two of you are out of sync with each other.
But this is important. There's this thing called surrender versus succumb. See, most people, when a request is made of them from their partner, husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, they succumb to that request. So they go along with it, but only half-heartedly. They go along with it with the complaint that they have to, and then they get to prove themselves right that it wasn't that much fun anyway. So one could go about this game that way where, you know, see, I was right. We shouldn't be having sex so frequently. Or you can surrender to it. And surrender means to take it on as though it was your idea and agree to love it.
By the way, it is possible to make that agreement with yourself that you will never succumb to have sex with your husband or wife or partner.
Right.
And keep that. Shia and I have been together for...
almost 26 years.
Yeah. Something like that, 26 years. And one of the things that we made as an agreement with each other on our second date is that we would never succumb, that we would surrender, that we would, if one or the other of us wanted to have sex, we would wholeheartedly go about it as if it were each our own initiating idea and with the intention of having it be pleasurable and love the experience. And it has been an agreement that has pulled us through the inertia of the day.
It's pulled us through upsets, through rough times when our lives were not supporting our being intimate. And that agreement allowed us to be intimate anyway, and it pulled us through those rougher times.
It also pulled us through the currents in our environment, and that's something that the two of you haven't added in yet, and that is that if you're around people who are sexually suppressed, who are
suppressive,
then it's kind of like taking, you know, walking around in a stinky environment. You're going to come home smelling stinky.
Right.
And so sometimes you may think, wow, you know, I'm just not as attracted to Caitlin, or I just don't want to have sex with Rod, but maybe you've been around people who are suppressing themselves all day.
Or are fighting with their partner.
So there's the possibility of true intimacy as being a way for the two of you to center yourself, find yourself grounded, allowing yourself to have true intimacy.
Wow.
I love that.
I love that, too.
Excellent. Thanks for coming on the show with us today, you guys.
Thank you.
That was great.
I just love all these ideas. Fabulous.
Excellent. You know, one of the things I liked about having both Caitlin and Rod, as well as Stephanie, on, is that there's nothing wrong with their relationship. You can look at what else to have to expand your ability to be intimate without having to have something wrong with you first. By the way, it occurs to me that we haven't talked for a while about our mailing list. If you are listening to the show and you're not on our email list yet, you can get up on our website, transformationmadeeasy.com. You can sign up to be on our email list. We have a podcast every week, a podcast of the week. We have an article of the month. We link to a blog called Transformational Moments. It's a wonderful, wonderful resource where people are sharing their experience about transformation. You're welcome to join in on that. So go up on transformationmadeeasy.com. You can find out about our schedule. You're still welcome to join us in Hamburg if you want, or in May we'll be doing Transformational Time and Project Management in New York City, so you're welcome to come there as well. Thank you so much for being with us here today, everybody. It's really been a treat. And
thank you, Rod and Caitlin, for joining us.
And Stephanie as well. And we look forward to coming back with you next week, where we'll be talking about Transformational Time and Project Management. So come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
Being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.